Listen to this news. Putin, Prabowo advance military cooperation and nuclear energy talks. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto held talks to boost military cooperation and advance collaboration in nuclear energy, as Moscow seeks to strengthen ties with Indonesia as part of its Global South strategy amid Western sanctions. On Wednesday, Putin emphasized the need for collaboration with Indonesia during his meeting with Prabowo in Moscow. Putin acknowledged the expanding military cooperation between Russia and Indonesia, underlining Russia's readiness to support Indonesia in nuclear energy development. "We have very promising prospects in the energy sector, including nuclear power generation. I know your country has similar plans, and we are always available if you consider engaging our specialists," Putin said. The meeting represented the second session between the two leaders this year, underscoring Russia's strategic aim to strengthen relations with the Global South, particularly as it confronts Western sanctions over its ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Putin stated that Russia is prepared to explore ways to strengthen bilateral relations in the agricultural sector, noting that wheat supplies to the Indonesian market have decreased slightly, I believe. He further expressed the intention to broaden cooperation in military technical matters, describing Jakarta as Moscow's traditional partner in this area. During their discussion, Prabowo lauded the strong ties between the two countries. Prabowo explained that the main purpose of his visit to Russia was to hold consultations on bilateral matters. He also invited Putin to visit Indonesia. The summit also addressed economic issues, including partnerships in the agricultural sector. As Russia aims to diversify its wheat exports to Asia, it welcomed Indonesia's quarantine agency extending safety certificates for its grains, enabling additional shipments in the coming months. Most popular, Mexico to impose up to 50% tariffs on Asian imports.